From Tidbits on September 15th, 2008, this is the audio version of macOS 10.5.5 Update Focuses on Bug Fixes, written by Tidbits staff. Apple today released macOS 10.5.5, rolling in a large number of bug fixes. As far as we can tell, there are no new features, but thanks to Apple's moderately detailed release notes, thanks Apple, the users can get a sense of whether or not 10.5.5 is likely to resolve particular problems. For instance, Apple claims the update addresses MacBook Air stability issues with video playback, processor core idling, that's the heat-related issue when a MacBook Air would shut down one of its two processor cores, and remote disk sharing. It's unclear how this is similar to or different from the fixes in MacBook Air Update, which also claims to resolve a processor core idling problem. Other general bug fixes solve a problem that could cause a Mac to turn on unexpectedly at the same time every day, a stability issue with using the color palette in text edit, problems syncing contacts properly to Palm OS-based devices, improved reliability when rebuilding a software mirror RAID volume in Disk Utility, and Kerberos authentication issues for macOS 10.5 clients connecting to certain Samba servers. And that was including macOS 10.4 servers Samba server. Oops. General improvements include better Spotlight indexing performance and improved speech dictionary and extensive graphics improvements. Time Machine. It's hard to avoid comparisons between Apple's Time Machine and Doctor Who's sometimes recalcitrant TARDIS, given how the Time Machine works well for most people most of the time, but occasionally refuses to back up, gets stuck in the middle of backups, or confuses users with odd error messages. And like the good doctor, Apple is continually working on Time Machine, now improving reliability with Time Capsule, addressing performance issues with initial and in-progress backups, and addressing a spurious message that claimed a backup volume lacked sufficient space. Most interesting is the note that, quote, Time Machine can now back up iPhone backups that are on your Mac, as well as other items in /library/application support, unquote. Does that mean that Time Machine hasn't been backing up iPhone backups or other items in the application support folder? That's not reassuring. Improved mail handling. Number of the fixes in macOS 10.5.5 revolve around mail, specifically in relation to robustness. Apple addressed stability issues that could result in crashes or other problems when dragging items to mail's icon in the dock, saving drafts that have attachments, a particularly annoying problem since it's a good form to attach documents early in the writing of a message to avoid forgetting the message attachment, and in sending messages. The update also improves mail's performance when displaying IMAP messages and fixes problems related to SMTP settings for popular mail hosts CompuServe, Yahoo, Time Warner Roadrunner, and Handmail. Lastly, the new version of mail resolves the temporary disappearance of RSS feeds from the sidebar and makes sure dates appear in collapsed threads when using the Organize by Thread view. MobileMe and iCal. Apple's release notes don't go into much detail on this front, but the words improves overall sync reliability is sure to sound welcome to the small minority of MobileMe subscribers who continue to see syncing problems with the online service. The updates to iCal include fixes for handling repeating events and working with meeting attendees. Also listed is the resolution of an unspecified issue with syncing published calendars. Back to My Mac apparently has also been gifted with improved reliability, but in what way, Apple isn't saying. Patching DNS. Security update 2008-006, installed at the same time as 10.5.5 and available separately for macOS 10.4.11, includes dozens of obscure items that only system administrators can love, as well as several important fixes related to DNS. As we have written extensively, a flaw in most systems that handle DNS lookups, the conversion of a human-readable domain name into a machine-usable number, could allow criminals and ne'er-do-wells to redirect web browsing and other traffic to servers operated for malicious purposes. In other words, a legitimate request for www.amazon.com could be returned with a forged IP address for a site run by bad guys. Sierra Series DNS flaws could have led to disaster for full details. In this security update, Apple cleans up three additional items related to the DNS flaw. Bind, the daemon software that handles DNS lookups, was updated to version 9.3.5p2 for Tiger systems and 9.4.2p2 for Leopard systems. The first batch, P1, of both releases was known to have performance issues under heavy load, a situation in which ostensibly only a few Apple server systems might find themselves. More significantly, Apple updated libresolve, an underlying system library that provides DNS resolution, the aforementioned lookup of name to number, which is used by applications. This doesn't affect most macOS 10 operations, but problems that have specialized needs for DNS lookups required this update. It's unclear what lower level and graphical software would be affected by this update. Finally, MDNS Responder was also patched in this release, following a similar fix in the iPhone 2.1 and iPod Touch 2.1 software. MDNS is the protocol which Bonjour uses to pass information over a local network, and as such is subject to the same kind of weaknesses that plagued regular DNS. Clarity in file sharing. Another item of interest is a change in how the sharing preference pane will now display what's accessible in the file sharing service. Previously, the file sharing service listed only folders and volumes that you'd manually set to be shared, along with a public folder in your home folder. This drove Glenn crazy while working on revisions to take control of sharing files in Leopard, because the list's contents were inconsistent with what was actually available. The file sharing service now shows all folders that are shared, including public folders in other local users' home directories in the shared folders list. Apple added a note, a little subtle if you ask us, that explains all local volumes, the boot drive and all mounted drives, can also be shared by anyone with administrative access. Tiger flashes its PPP. A particularly silly error in Tiger was also fixed in this update. Passwords used for PPP connections, typically used for dial-up modems connections, were apparently stored unencrypted in a world-readable file. Given the thanks to three seemingly unrelated people, this flaw may have been known for some time. Minor macOS 10 server updates. Apple also shipped a separate macOS 10 server 10.5.5 update that incorporates what appear to be a few dozen fixes to relatively minor bugs in file services, collaboration services, directory services, the Active Directory plugin, and various utilities. In addition, the WebObjects 5.4.3 update is included to address several bugs. It's also available as a standalone 158.5 MB download. Getting the updates. macOS 10 10.5.5 is available via software update or as the standalone downloads. A Delta updater for updating from the client version of macOS 10 10.5.4 and a combo updater for updating from any client version of macOS 10 10.5.0 through 10.5.4. macOS 10 server 10.5.5 also comes in a version for updating from version 10.5.4 and in a combo updater. Security Update 2008-006 is available in four versions for Tiger, for the PowerPC version of macOS 10 10.4.11, for the Intel version of 10.4.11, for the PowerPC version of macOS 10 Server 10.4.11, and as a universal version for macOS 10 Server 10.4.11. Honestly, it's easiest to let software update do its thing. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hey, thanks for some actual release notes this time, Apple, but you know, Monday afternoon is really a little annoying for us trying to get our issue out on time. So hey, next time maybe Tuesday be okay? Yeah, just saying.